Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And it's fall, and one of the most exciting World Series contests in recent memory is underway.
The football season is also in full swing, and the NBA is about to tip off its season.
So it's good timing that we're joined, as always on Wednesday, by Only a Game's Bill Littlefield, who's here to talk about poetry. In particular, his new book of illustrated verse called Take Me Out. Hey, Bill.
How's it going, Anthony?
It's going well.
And Bill, would you start us off by reading one of the poems from your new book? I'm thinking in particular about the one called Why It's Easier to Be a Sports Writer Than an Athlete.
Sure. In basketball, you should be tall. A jockey should be short. A tennis player should be quick to get around the court. A runner must be fast, of course. A pole vaulter must bend. But those who write about our sports, well, let me tell you, friend, they can be tall or short, I guess, and limp or lose their hair. And all their clothes can be a mess, for writers needn't care how well they hit or throw or field. They keep their jobs through time, for aging writers needn't yield, at least if they can rhyme.
Bill, it sounds like you are pleased with your choice of profession for the stage in your life.
Well, one does what one can.
Bill, you've been doing this for a long time, writing verse as well as talking wonderfully about sports. But I want to ask you, what's the most challenging thing about writing these poems?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for dignifying these things.
And not calling them doggerel?
They're doggerel, and they're purely fun. And sometimes they come very easily, and sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and the last line doesn't come until then. But it's, you know, it's not heavy lifting, and it's just basically fun.
Bill, when I think about sports poetry, Casey at the Bat instantly comes to mind. But beyond that, there's not a huge canon of sports-related verse. Do you have a theory about why that is?
Well, Homer wrote about boxing. You know, I mean, there's a fair amount of stuff. And I think sports has inspired numbers of writers. There's lots of good novels, particularly novels set in baseball and some in other sports. There's drama, and there's surprise, and there's the revelation of character and all those good things that come into poems and fiction.
Bill, Plato wrote this about poets. He said, "Poets utter great and wise things which they do not themselves understand." And I bring that up because there are a lot of poems in here about sports that everyone might not understand. For example, poems about pogo sticking. To horse racing, people might understand that. Croquet, that's mm-hmm. a little more obscure. But it seems like you tried to really keep the fun of sports as a constant theme.
I think that's absolutely true. Initially, this was a book that I thought people might like reading with their kids, like they'd read Dr. Seuss or Shel Silverstein. And then my editor / publisher said, yeah, but let's get some in there that adults would enjoy just, you know, because they'd enjoy them as adults as well. So it became kind of a mixed bag. And I think it came out it's kind of nice. I enjoy it.
Bill, would you read another poem for us? And we picked this one because it gets at something you've explored with us on the show over the years, which is the idea that you, in particular, have become a fan of sportsmen and sportswomen and their stories rather than a fan of the team.
Yeah, this is a poem about one of my favorite athletes ever. This is a woman named Christine Lilly who played, of course, for the Boston Breakers in their various manifestations and also for the national team, more games than any other man or woman had ever played. It goes like this. "To make of athletes heroes often seems a little silly, but if you're bound to do it, then consider Christine Lilly. No soccer-playing man has matched what Christine Lilly's done. She scored 130 goals and had sufficient fun to carry her beyond the point where other players stop. The list of most U.S. games played has Lilly at the top. And should you wonder at the number, as some people do, the numeral in question is 352. She won at the Olympics, and she won at the World Cup, and when the pro leagues falter, well, she helped to prop them up. She is, and was, and will be U.S. soccer's greatest light. If you think she's a hero, then I'd have to say you're right."
Great job, Bill. You've talked a lot about Lil on the show. What makes her worthy of verse?
I think a lot of things. One is her longevity. The thing that athletes most respect in other athletes is their ability to come back and play year after year after year, their endurance. And she is in a class by herself in that regard. She's also a very personable and articulate young woman who's fun to talk to and knows a great deal about her sport and has helped to educate me about it.
Bill, before we let you go today, I have to ask you about the World Series. I know you're rooting for Kansas City. They're down 1-0 to the San Francisco Giants. What do you like about what you've seen so far?
Well, actually, there is a poem I can read that's appropriate to answering that question. It's called They Might Not Be Giants. And it goes like this.
Perfect.
Olympians need not be giants. They need not be tall. The female gymnasts at the games are sometimes kind of small. That isn't really appropriate at all, is it? But I got another poem in, so that's good. I was a Royals fan when the series began because I was hoping the Royals would simply go through the entire playoffs without losing. Then, of course, the Giants won game one, and it put us all in the position of having to look for another plot for the World Series. But that's fine. That's what sports is supposed to be about, changing every day and giving us new storylines.
All right.
That's Bill Littlefield of NPR's Only a Game. He's been talking to us not only about sports, but also reading from his new illustrated collection of poems titled Take Me Out. The book is out now, and you can find a link to it at our website. It will also have a big launch at the Boston Book Festival this Saturday. And Bill's show airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. He's here on Radio Boston most Wednesdays. Bill, thank you.
Thank you, Sasha.